Live Updates: Trump Holds Minnesota Rally. By Tony Lee on September 30, 2020. President Donald Trump will hold a Wednesday evening campaign rally in Duluth, Minnesota, a day after debating former Vice President Joe Biden. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 10:02 p.m., Trump concludes another rally before hitting the road for more rallies on Friday, Florida, and Saturday, Wisconsin. 9:57 p.m., loud cheers when Trump talks about patriotic education in the schools and teaching children to always respect the flag and honor the great country. Trump says if he doesn't win, he will not call Minnesota great again. 9:55 p.m., Trump says Biden wants to give free health care to illegal immigrants and Trump says they will flood into the country before saying you'd be surprised how smart they are. He talks about banning deadly sanctuary cities and making America the manufacturing capital of the world to end its dependence on foreign countries. Trump promises no more ridiculous endless wars in countries people have never heard of. Trump says we are in places nobody has ever heard of before. 9:49 p.m., Trump says we are finally rebuilding our nation after years of building other nations. Trump talks about his 2017 Buy American, Hire American executive order he accuses Biden of copying. 9:47 p.m., Trump now introducing some in Minnesota's Republican congressional delegation and a few GOP candidates. Trump also introduces a 96-year World War II veteran. 9:46 p.m., loud cheers for Trump's pro-American 1776 commission to combat the left's toxic propaganda that seeks to indoctrinate children with anti-American lies. 9:45 p.m., Trump talks about a lot of death, depression and drugs and horrendous family fights that occur during shutdowns. He says Biden wants to shut the country down and kill the recovery. 9:42 p.m., Trump talks about fixing the border and trade deals in the last 4 years. He says America had the best year it ever had before the plague came in from China last year. He says China let this happen after the ink wasn't even dry on the trade deal. Trump wonders how do you figure Biden, just another politician who hasn't done a damn thing in 47 years, calling him xenophobic for the China ban. 9:41 p.m., Trump wonders why people think he is not doing well in the suburbs. He says, are you people crazy? 9:37 p.m., Trump warns Biden will flood the state with refugees. He says they have pledged a 700% increase. Congratulations, Minnesota, Trump says. Trump talks about Ilhan Omar's ballot harvesting before asking, what the hell is going on with Omar? Crowd chants lock her up. Trump wonders how the hell did Minnesota elect her? What the hell is wrong with you people? Trump rips Omar for being crooked for a long time and this is the least of it. Trump says Biden will turn Minnesota into a refugee camp. He warns refugees will flooding from dangerous countries such as Yemen and Somalia. 9:35 p.m., Trump talks up the Line 3 pipeline and says that's why the Democrats, including 9 mayors, Iron Range are supporting him. Trump says Minnesota has been good to him and he will always protect the state of Minnesota. Trump says he was one speech away from winning Minnesota in 2016. He says he should have spoken Michigan and Minnesota on election eve. 9:35 p.m., Trump accuses his opponents of going for a coup and he says it's about time something happens because we've got plenty of information on these crooks. 9:33 p.m., Trump says the Iron Range came roaring back after he put tariffs on foreign steel and knocked out Obama's executive order. 9:30 p.m., Trump says he's in Minnesota because of the Iron Range. He calls this his Iron Range get-together. Trump mocks Biden's 34 people for being too close together today at one of his campaign stops. Trump thanks his thousands of supporters for showing up and says Obama closed the Iron Range before he opened it. Trump says Biden will institute the ban within minutes so they better vote for him. Crowd chants 4 more years. 9:28 p.m., Trump says if Biden wins, the far left will appoint radical justices who will get rid of the Second Amendment. Trump now continuing to hammer Biden for Hunter's shady dealings, asking how he got millions from the wife of the former mayor of Moscow. Trump asks the crowd if they would take an energy six-figure job without knowing anything about the energy industry. The Bidens got rich while American workers got robbed, Trump says. 9:27 p.m., Trump talks up the Supreme Court and asks, how good is Amy? Trump mentions that one of her former professors said that Amy Coney Barrett was the finest student he has ever had. 9:26 p.m., Trump says Biden owns the socialism in his party before saying it's not his party. Trump says you have crazy Bernie and Ock plus three. Trump now hammers Biden for disavowing the Green New Deal last night. 9:23 p.m., Trump says his opponents want to erase the country's core values while he wants to preserve them. Trump continuing to hammer Sleepy Joe for not saying law enforcement. Trump says Chris Wallace protected Biden when Trump asked him to name one law enforcement group that has supported the former vice president. Trump lists all of his endorsements from coast to coast. Trump says Biden thinks Antifa is an idea. He says ideas don't assault cops and burn down buildings. Trump says Antifa is a domestic terrorist organization. 9:22 p.m., Trump says his opponents want to erase borders and he will defend borders. Trump wonders why the media are not talking about the wall anymore after he got financing. 9:21 p.m., Trump says he is running not just against Joe Biden but also against the far-left socialist media and the communists in the Democratic Party. Trump makes these remarks after saying how disappointed he is in Fox News. 9:20 p.m., Trump says the networks won't let Biden cancel the debates because of the ratings. Trump wonders what the television networks are going to do when he is not around. Trump says Biden has to deal with the toughest people in the world if he gets elected, and the liberal media are upset that he took the fight to Biden and exposed his dangerous agenda. Rally briefly interrupted by a protester. Trump tells the protesters to go home to mommy. Trump says the media think rioting is okay and people can do whatever you want. 9:18 p.m., Trump says, in the history of cable television, he got the highest ratings and second in the history of all of television. Trump said he held Biden accountable for 47 years of lies and betrayal and did the job the fake news media have not done. Trump says the whole nation saw the truth. Trump says he asked Sleepy Joe to name one law enforcement organization that has endorsed him before Chris Wallace jumped in. Trump says he was debating two people last night. 9:17 p.m., Trump says he is going to win Minnesota 34 days from now and win four more beautiful years in the White House and done more than anyone has ever done. Trump says he really enjoyed last night's debate with Sleepy Joe. 9:15 p.m., Trump gets out of the Air Force One, and the rally is about to begin. 9:01 p.m., Air Force One has landed. 8:55 p.m., energetic crowd waiting for Trump. 8:35 p.m., Trump expected to arrive and take the stage at the top of the hour. He'll probably have plenty of new material after last night's debate.